Marco Rubio Warns Against Marxist Agenda of the Democrat Party. By Hannah Blow on September 14, 2022. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, this week warned of the Marxist agenda of those within the Democrat Party, highlighting how completely disconnected these laptop liberals and Marxist misfits are from the core of America. "This realignment that's happening in American politics is not ideological," Rubio said during the speech made at the National Conservatism Conference in Miami, Florida. "It is largely the divide between people who work for a living who live in the real world, who have to raise their children, and people who live in a fantasy world and people who have the affluence and the buffer necessary to worry about things that do not really matter and to focus on things that really aren't true." He continued, describing the divide as one between laptop liberals and frankly Marxist misfits who make enough money to be able to indulge in these fantasies about how great it's gonna be when all of us drive an electric car and our roofs are covered with solar panels. "It's a difference during the pandemic between the people that we had the luxury of working from home and many still are, and the people who worked at a job where you couldn't do it remotely," he said, explaining that one cannot drive a truck, work in retail, or work as a first responder in the comfort of their home. "That divide has continued, but Rubio said it is more than that. It is now," he said, "a power balance, as a small, out-of-touch elite are now in charge of every major institution in American society. And they," Rubio warned, "are interested in ushering in Marxism in various facets of American life. Marxism is a lot more than just socialism. Socialism is an economic model. Marxism is a power model. Socialism is government engagement in our economy. Marxism is a power structure," he said, explaining that Marxism is about controlling people. "The elites who embrace this ideology," he continued, "believe people need to be controlled by a handful of people. America has witnessed these attempts, perhaps without realizing it," as Rubio pointed to the radical left's attempts to indoctrinate children in schools. "Marxists believe it is important for us to get in front of people when they're very young and begin to shape and mold their minds, and we cannot allow their parents to interfere in that," he said, also pointing to the cultural influencers co-opted by the left. "Some people say, oh, you're just paranoid because you know. You've been raised your whole life around people that lost their country to Marxism. Well, yeah, maybe, but just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, right?" Rubio continued, adding, "I don't call it paranoia, I call it I've seen this movie before." The Democratic Party today is the party of affluent elites that live on the Upper West Side, that live in West Beverly Hills, and who have the luxury of worrying about things that don't matter to people in daily life, he said, later adding that our challenge is to craft a vision of America's future built on a governing consensus that captures what holds us together as a nation, what's important for our country, and what allows us to persevere so that the American miracle survives for one generation more. Watch. Current surveys show Rubio edging out his Democrat opponent, Representative Val Demings, DFL, in the upcoming midterm race.